How are you, Cookie?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Lost a couple of players. I mean, how challenging's this week been?
Mate, we didn't really know how many players we'd lost until the first session back, and next thing you know, Cam's out for a couple, obviously Reno, Campbell Graham, and Jackson Paulo as well. So, but look, we've got a lot of confidence in the guys that we've got playing tomorrow. Everyone's played first grade as well, so they're all experienced in that area. So, no, we're pretty confident in the team we've got, mate.
You tried 16-14 there at halftime against the Raiders. What did you take out of that result last week where you certainly, put the foot down in the second half?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a bad habit for us the last couple of weeks, probably since the Tigers game, that we're not quite starting well. We're leaking some early points and we're waiting until the second half to start playing our style of footy. So, it's going to be even more important that we start fast this week. Because obviously we're coming up against Melbourne, who are playing some really good footy, and we can't be leaking early, easy points against them. And execution's a big one for us too. They don't give up many options. We've got a few different combination changes, so we're going to have to make sure we nail our chances tomorrow night.
Cookie, you mentioned the Storm. Does their brand of footy change with no Cameron Smith, or are they playing a very similar structure this year?
I feel a little bit different, but I feel like they understand their roles down there and they play a good brand of footy, and then they've got the players that can play that ad-lib backyard footy off the back of it. You've got like Cameron Munster, Pappenhausen, Grant. They can all, and then add a car out in the wing as well, that they can take those chances and turn them into points, and that's what's happened the last couple of times with us, and we've been going toe-to-toe with them, and we make an error and they make us pay for it. So we have to be on our game tomorrow night.
Cookie, the last couple of games when I've watched you play, it just looks like you're going through the motions, and then all of a sudden you get a spray from Wayne or something happens to kick you into gear, and then you look like a completely different side. So why haven't you been able to sort of start like you finish?
We're not too sure, and it's been frustrating for Wayne as well. That's what he's been pretty annoyed about, and that's why we get the rev up at halftime. He doesn't understand why he says we're playing like the old South Sydney of a couple of years ago that are not going to go on and win the premiership. And at the start of the year, we're playing some good footy, and that's what he wants us to keep doing consistently for 80 minutes, because he knows when we do that we'll be hard to beat by any side. Our defence just probably hasn't been on. We've been leaking early points, and we just need to be putting more pride in our defence, I think, like we did after the first round. I think the next 5 weeks, we only leaked an average of 10 to 12 points a game, and we need to get back to doing that. Because we know we've definitely got the points in us.
It's a good thing to be able to do. Know you can get behind and then you've got the points in you. But you know if you do that in a semi-final, it's going to be hard to come back from. And that's what you've got to plan for, is those big games at the end of the year where if you give away a start, it's very, very difficult to get back into the game.
Yeah, definitely. Like at the moment, we take a lot of confidence out of we're still finding a way to win those games, and that's a sign of a good side. But JD always talks to us about our assistant coach that, in the big games, we're going to run out of time. We're not going to have that time to catch up. So, and that's those semi-final games we talk about, those prelims that we've been to. So, there's no better way to probably fix that than this weekend. And, you have to get up for this game. You have to be playing good. And it's a good rivalry between the two clubs. So everyone will be up for it. So hopefully we can start fast and get rid of that little habit that we've had over the last couple of weeks.
And now with Reno out, obviously Benji comes into the team in the halves. But can you believe that Benji couldn't find a club?
I know, mate. I'm still pinching myself that we've got him here. Like, I don't understand. There's so many clubs that could have used him this year, and here we are that we've got him, and we're so lucky to have him because, at the start of the year, he was doing a great job for us off the bench, and now we've had some injuries or suspensions where we've had to move around, and he's been able to slot straight into those halves position, and he's playing some outstanding footy as well.
Still no Ryan Pappenhausen for the Storm, who hurt you in round one when you were beaten 26-18, but gee, I bet you're delighted they've got Nelson Asofa Solomona back to be running at you through the middle.
Yeah, well, I guess I used all my luck out last week with Papali, so I can't have it every week. I was lucky last year. Nelson was suspended for both games, but no, he's a big boy. They've got a big pack. They've always got these big, tall timbers in the front row, but I've got special guest here next to me, Tom Burgess. He'll look after us out there.
Hey, Cookie, you know, You know when you see big Nelson there, you know when they're trying to spot you up, you just sort of put your hand up and go, boys, don't worry about it. I'm not hiding. Here I am. Just here. I'm here. No need to go looking.
I think that's something I learnt. The more games I played in NRL is as a hooker and as a small guy in the middle, standing next to players like Tom and Junior, that the other guys are going to run as a smaller guy. And that's what we sort of tend to do to other teams as well. So, yeah, I'm more just put up my hand now and just point out where I am. So it's easier for them. So, no point. They're going to find you anyway. So, yeah.
Now, that game you played against Melbourne in round one, what, you were down 22-6 at half time. It felt like the second you got some ball, you really did some damage. So that must give you some good hope in coming into this game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it does. We feel like 60 minutes of that game last year, we'll probably almost, you know, going toe-to-toe on the better side that night. But we leaked those early points, and that's the bad habit I spoke about that's creeped into our game the last couple of weeks. So, you know, after that first Melbourne game, we fixed that. And the last couple of weeks to creep in. So, but like I said, we've got to make sure we don't give those easy points away and we don't have to chase them because, yeah, even though we'll come back against Melbourne, a quality side like that knows how to close out a game.
Yeah, Cookie, I think you guys played Melbourne towards the back end of last season, correct me if I'm wrong, and you had a number of injuries in that game and they just beat you in the end. That would give you confidence, wouldn't it, coming into this contest?
Yeah, it does. Like, we've had some tough battles against Melbourne. We've always been close. The results have always been close, and I'm sure tomorrow will be as well. But I think that's just where we've found ourselves unlucky against them, that we've made silly mistakes and handed them the game because, like I said, they take their opportunities and they make us pay for it. So we're just going to have to be on our game tomorrow and going to be, you know, a bit of urgency in our defensive line as well, that if we do make a mistake, we're going to have to, you know, get back and defend it, turn them away and get back into the grind of, you know, going step for step because we are confident in our game plan and we're definitely confident in our attack that we'll get some points on as well.
Cookie, does tomorrow give you any more information, I guess, personally, leading into Origin against Harry Grant? Playing against him, I know in club footy, is going to be different to Origin, but more time out on the field, more vision of that, does that help you personally in preparation?
To be honest, I don't really look ahead to those sort of games. And, I love coming up against the good hookers. I always like a good challenge. And I think Harry's that number one hooker at the moment. He's playing some really good footy, really consistent. And he's not overplaying his hands, but he's picking the right times to do what he does. So, I always love a challenge. I used to love coming up against Cameron Smith, and now they've got another one there in Harry Grant and Brandon Smith. So, it's always a good battle against those two. But as far as like looking forward, you know, just sort of wait till, you know, you're named in those teams before you start, you know, putting things in place and thinking about your game then in Origin.
Well, Cookie, one of our listeners has just texted in. Cookie, you are one of the bravest blokes going around. Coming on here every week, tipping something that we all know very well where it will run. Don't give up your day job. Kudos to you. Now, you tipped Ren second, I think, last week.
Let's get something clear on my tips. I haven't had any laughs, have I? I don't think. I've been in the top four, surely, every time.
Oh, so, I dispute that.
Oh, you would. I know you're stuck as well. I was on the bus after the Canberra game last week.
Yeah.
The social media team had got the video, but, mate, you've got to call the stadium and get a cleaner down there. Your statue is covered in cobwebs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, righty.
I'll be on Sunday. Why don't you call in?
I might have to. I'll have to give it a polish.
Give it a bit of a polish?
Could you imagine?
What? Loz cleaning his own statue? Actually, could. You take the ironing board with him as well.
Does it look like him?
Ah.
A little bit. It's got a foot in its hand.
In some places, it looks like me. I'll tell you what, though, Cookie. I'll have to be on. I'll get on to that. Mm. That's disappointing.
Clean it up a bit.
That
you?
Is disappointing.
Ricky hasn't got much on at the moment. Why don't you text him and see if he'll go down and give it a clean?
Well, why don't you ring him and tell him?
Can you please?
I'll tell you what.
Sticky, I'll clean Loz's statue for us, would you?
Well, he'll be in Wagga tomorrow. I'll give him a ring to come and see us.
I'll suggest
and
that
then, then you can tell him what you've been saying behind his back.
No, I'll say it to his face. I'll say it straight to him. I'm cool with that.
This is about you, though, this interview, Cookie. Not me. now, what do you got for us today?
I've got two today.
Yeah.
I've got race three, Magic Ruler is one, but I've gone for a bit of value in the last one, race seven, number one.
Hang on.
Seven, three,
now,
two.
Now go through that again. What'd you say?
Race three,
Magic Ruler.
It's the $2 favourite with Tab. That's all right. Get on the market. Get off.
Build your confidence up.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I know it's the first, but each way on race seven, number one.
$7 the win, $2.20 the place.
So you haven't tipped a winner in 10 weeks, and now you're giving us two tips.
I like his thinking. I like it.
Yeah, no.
Nothing wrong with the plan B, Loz.
You're too good, Cookie.
You get a multi every week. I got one of them.
Oh, but mate, one league gets up, you know. So, like last week, mate, they had Trekking running at $9 in the big race up there in Brisbane. So you can't get much better than that, other than winning.
No.
I suppose it's still losing your money.
Haven't heard Clarky's tips, but anyway.
No, you don't want mine. My rugby league tips are horrendous.
Tips mate, the Tigers every week.
No,
that's
I went
the
off. I do. I should, but I went off them the other day and they won. So yeah.
My just tips. Remember, I see who you tip every week on Instagram.
Yeah, you see me tipping the Rabbits. I'm not sure. I'm not sure you got Storm covered though, Cookie. I'm not sure I can tip you tomorrow.
$3.20. That's a good tip for you to get out.
I'm not sure. I think I'm on Storm.
I know.
Got to back the Storm.
I think so. Yeah.
I am going to back Storm as well. Sorry, Cookie.
Sorry, not sorry.
No, I was about to say, I want to back South. Yeah.
Prove us wrong, Cookie, please.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We will.
Go well, buddy.
We'll chat about this next week.
See you, champion.
Cheers, guys.